No small beings. There are cultures that trick people. Standardized schooling, tolerance of poverty are large examples that we accept daily. On a more perceptible scale, school grades do a pretty gosh darn good number on us. We end up measuring our worth with our GPA. Even though we know grades are fake, we just kind of forget that cramming is not learning. Standardized education, along with its grades, cannot work. Seriously, it can't. When we are told what to learn and when to learn, under a threat of punishment, be it grades, GPA, being held back, or not getting in somewhere, we lose the ability to learn for real and can only memorize, cram, and pretend. We can easily verify that by having people retake their tests. Every last one of them. Yeah. Learning for real actually requires joy and frequent returns to the subject. It's how we learn more, how we strengthen what we know, and how we keep up with the latest changes. Joy makes it so that we want all this, that we want to stick with it and no more. Without joy, there is nothing to return to. Yes, we get tricked when we are young, as we lack the experience of having learned something for real. Humanity is in a dire need for wisdom. Especially now. But we have been sold out, tricked out of learning for real. Because when this fantasy education punishes us, since we can't really learn, we can only memorize, we then start thinking, well, if I can't learn, then I'm not smart, then education's not for me. Yeah. Well, that wasn't education. That was impossible to learn. Fake teachers can actually erase our talent. Hopefully not permanently. All it takes is to teach that artists do it freehand. And the kids will take it from there. I can't do it. This is why I'm not an artist. And the fake teacher will love that too, because it will make him look right. I told you, you're not an artist because you can't just pick up a pencil and do it right. And some of us will hear these words and sit there wondering, what the hell am I talking about? Artists do it freehand. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. Can there be a greater crime than to rob someone of art, of something that is internal to their heart? I don't think so. I think this is one of the most horrible things in the universe. And we are taught not to rise, one way or another. Parents demanding blind obedience. Teachers threatening us with being held back a year in a place that's supposed to teach us. Held back a year. What the f*** kind of an educational system is that? This is extremely toxic and very damaging, as it teaches us to never question and always obey. Don't think. Don't judge, don't evaluate, to quote a certain philosopher. The result is waking up next to a stranger or just never having lived a life. In a poverty-stricken world, circling around world wars, nuclear wars, mass incarceration, destabilizing climate, and loss of precious, precious species. By never being encouraged to grow, many people live lives that they would not have chosen had they been granted freedom of choice. In the face of ineffective or fake or dishonest education, we must accept the responsibility for self-education and keep on growing all the way up until we become great beings. When we get there, we have to fix schools so that they are worthy of the younger generations.